Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace to each one of you, my friends. Merry Christmas. We're one day out. This is Christmas Eve, and all over the world, we are preparing ourselves for the big day tomorrow. In the meantime, I'd like to give you 3 or 4 minutes of grace, hopefully to bless your heart as you prepare to settle in for the holiday. We'll break away from our John teaching tomorrow to talk a couple other little things about Christmas and just to give you our Merry Christmases from us to you. Verse 40 of John 6 is where we're at. Before I read it, because I really only have one verse today to close out yesterday's segment. Before I read it, I want to make a comment. I heard someone, I actually overheard a conversation recently between a couple believers, and one person was telling the story of how they had got into an argument with someone because the person had said Happy Holidays, and this Christian was so mad because they didn't say Merry Christmas, and they commented that, you know, I don't say Happy Holidays, it's Merry Christmas, I quit trying to take Christ out of the season. And they got into it, and I didn't jump in. It wasn't my conversation. But as I sat there, and it hit me how cold and distant that we have made ourselves, even in the midst of what should be a very peaceful, goodwill holiday, because we are so pretty much intolerant of the fact that there are other people with other religions. December is a high month for holidays for several of the major religions of the world. And it is not just Christians with Christmas, whether you're Jewish or Muslim. There are major holidays within the month of December that are very holy holidays for your religion. And when someone says Happy Holidays, they're really just trying to be unoffensive because they don't know what you are. Are you a Christian? Are you a Jew? Are you Muslim? And any one of those three has a very high holiday. So Happy Holidays covers that. So don't get offended as a Christian if someone says to you Happy Holidays. It might just be that they don't know that you're a Christian. If they did, they probably would say Merry Christmas. Although I don't know very many Christians that would say Happy Hanukkah to a Jew. So keep that in mind, and maybe we should say it. It's their holiday. They want to celebrate that holiday. God bless them. We don't have to be closed and cold with this beautiful holiday. Well, I'm going to wish everybody a Merry Christmas whether they like it or not. Okay, do that. But don't be upset because someone else doesn't say it. I don't need the approval of my next door neighbor to enjoy celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't get offended if they say Happy Holidays rather than Merry Christmas. For me, it's Merry Christmas. For me, it's a merry day. It's a happy day. It's a joyful day because it's a day that I celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus. I don't think he was really born on the 25th of December. It's the wrong time of year for shepherds to be abiding in the fields. I don't think that it had anything to do with this time of year, but I respect the fact that we choose a day to celebrate his birth. It's just a day. But for those of us who do view it as an important occasion and an important event, it is a time when we celebrate not materialism and gifts. We do it with gifts and with time with our family, but Christmas really doesn't have anything to do with time with your family and giving stuff and receiving stuff as much as it does with celebrating the fact that God gave his own son, robed himself in human flesh and came to us. But I wanted to comment on that before I read today's verse, and we'll close the segment out before the Jews reject Jesus in John 6. Here's John 6:40. This is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So the will of God is further confirmed in the 40th verse. Remember, Jesus said, I came to do not my will, but his will. And the will of the Father is that everyone sees Jesus and believes in him, and then they have everlasting life. And then someday they get raised up into a resurrected life. And there's not much more I can comment on. Of course, it's God's will. It's what God hopes for mankind, is that they will see Jesus and believe on Jesus. If he had a prayer, there's no one for him to pray to, but if he had a prayer, and it's what Jesus does pray when he prays in John 17. Merry Christmas. We'll speak to you tomorrow on this wonderful holiday. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.